Brace yourself for the unexpected on your next beach getaway, because this week's discovery follows a couple of newlyweds as they make their own discovery on their honeymoon. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. We've all had days when we've wished for a miracle, some totally unlikely turn of events that changes everything for the better. But in Something in the Water by author Catherine Stedman, a couple learns that the miracle they wish for doesn't necessarily make everything better. The story finds a couple's path altered forever on their honeymoon. Documentary filmmaker Erin is excited to settle down and start a family with the man of her dreams, but her new husband Mark is struggling. After losing his job as an investment banker, Mark has been desperately searching for a new job. So they're happy to take time out from the stress of everyday life for a relaxing tropical honeymoon on Bora Bora. But then, during a day of scuba diving, they discover something that could be a blessing or a curse. Something in the Water actually begins toward the end of the story, as Erin is forced to bury a body, before jumping back to start from the beginning. So even in the slower moments as the story builds, the tension is there. You'll know that things are going to go horribly wrong at some point, and you'll start trying to put the pieces together, because there are just so many ways that this story could go wrong. Erin is a likable character in a difficult position. At the beginning of the story, she's planning a wedding and a future and a family with a man who's struggling in his career, all while making important steps in her own career. She's thoughtful and compassionate and driven, the kind of character that you'll root for. After the honeymoon, though, everything changes, and while she's still likable, some of her choices are frustrating and risky. Of course, it makes for an action-packed and suspenseful thriller, but the character's decisions don't always make sense. But is it worth packing your bags for this life-changing getaway? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Though it's not without its flaws, Something in the Water is a gripping thriller, the kind that will grab your attention and keep you guessing. If you're looking for some tension and suspense in your next beach read, this is a good choice. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Something in the Water by Catherine Stedman is 300 suspenseful and surprising pages long and is available from Ballantine Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.